Welcome to Sacred Leadership. I am Sigrid Tasias, leadership coach, author, medicine woman, and entrepreneur. And you found the podcast where conscious leaders discuss and explore topics around modern business, ancient wisdom and spirituality, personal development, and success strategies to help you bring more depth to your leadership and create the life and business of your dreams while serving humanity and the earth. Today's guest is an absolute powerhouse, a fierce leader, and a woman I feel very inspired by. Taylor Winterstein is a speaker, coach, freedom keeper, and founder of Tay's Way Movement, a movement that is mobilizing the next generation of parents to take back control of their family's health. And in this episode, we dove deep in several aspects of holistic health and empowerment. We spoke about how to make informed choices, how to gain freedom and empowerment through having the correct information, through informing ourselves. We spoke on different aspects surrounding motherhood and parenting, how to be a fierce leader even when the world is coming at you, even when you aren't being celebrated and there might be adversities. I know what she shares, it's a rather controversial topic, and she has had to overcome a lot of adversities when wanting to share her truth and her passion. So I also wanted to make a quick note before we get started, just letting everyone know, all of you listening, that this episode is not about telling you what to do, what you should do or not do. It is definitely not about demonizing the system or the health industry or vaccinations. We go there as well. Not at all. It is simply about bringing a new perspective, and then you take from it this what you like and leave the rest. I know, because we did bring up quite a few controversial topics, there could be a few of you getting triggered by this. And I just wanted to make a quick note before that happens, because I think it's so easy to get confronted by the information that isn't in alignment with what we believe is true. And that can get in the way of us actually getting an opportunity or a chance to gain a new perspective that can be of great value to us, whether we believe it or not, whether we want to follow that or not. Information is power, and it's so powerful and so yummy to get to learn new things. So this episode, it's all about sharing a new perspective. You could call it new or very ancient, and just allowing all of you to ask yourself some questions and make the questions, find your own answers, and as I said, take what you like and leave the rest. So keep on listening as we dive right into it. Tay's, thank you so much for being here and for making the time to come in and sharing this show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on this podcast with you.
Yes, me too. So I've shared with the audience a little bit about you and who you are, but I would really love for you to share with us what's the mission that you're on. I know it's a big one. Tell me about your mission.
Yes, it is a very big mission, but I wholeheartedly believe that I was put on this earth to move this mountain and carry out this mission and my soul's purpose. My big mission on my heart is, the simplest way to put it, is just to help families take back control of their children's health. And that starts with, you know, preconception, pregnancy, birth, and beyond. And most importantly, having the freedom to choose what medical procedures that our children are faced with in this day and age. And that definitely comes down to vaccinations. So I coach and I work with a lot of families, and unfortunately what I've come across a lot is mothers having very disempowering birth experiences and traumatic birth experiences where that's translated into their parenting and motherhood and how they feel about themselves and as a person and as a woman in this world. And it made me really open my eyes up as to how we are not being given true informed consent when it comes to a lot of things, in particular pregnancy, birth, and again, beyond, especially with vaccinations for our children. So I am on a mission to help empower and inform as many parents as I can to help them make truly informed decisions for their children.
That's amazing. I love that. Thank you for sharing, and thank you obviously for the work that you're doing. I'm curious, you know, what triggered your interest on this topic? Like, what made you go, okay, I really want to dig deeper into understanding vaccinations and their possible side effects and how to give birth in a way that feels natural and it's good and trauma-free. What made you get started in this journey?
Yeah, so it all started when I lived in Japan. I lived in Japan for 2 years with my husband. My husband plays football for a living, so we get to travel around the world a lot, which is amazing, and it's a beautiful opportunity. So when I was living in Japan, I really started to dive into holistic health, and I started with looking at my gut health. And at that time, I had been living with a few chronic illnesses, such as, you know, severe eczema, fatigue, gut imbalance, so gut dysbiosis, and a few other things. And I really started to dive into this world of holistic health. And that's where it honestly started for me. It was about myself, because at that time I hadn't had any kids. I was just newly married. And I really became sort of obsessed with this holistic health world. And I always say to people, when you go down this sort of path, you eventually stumble across vaccines, because if you're going to look at all of the toxins that we're exposed to, you can't not look at the toxins that we're injecting into our bodies. So I stumbled across vaccines, and there was something that was just triggering for me, because I grew up as a very, you know, fully vaccinated child. My parents didn't question anything. I was totally all for vaccinations at one point in my life. I got my flu shot, I got my HPV vaccine. And then I started to look into this and read the vaccine package inserts and listen to the scientists and the doctors and the researchers coming out, speaking out against their own industry, being vilified for it. And I thought, oh my gosh, there is something here. Like, why is this not on the media? Why doesn't anybody talk about this? And so it just became sort of my little like obsession, I guess. I just wanted to find out more. And so the more that I dug into this topic, the more that I uncovered and realized that we are not being told the whole truth. Parents are not being given the whole buffet of information to make a truly informed decision. And then I led into me actually falling pregnant. So it was sort of like a beautiful kind of evolution of my growing, my learning and my growth. And I fell pregnant with my firstborn son, and that was it for me. Like, I was obviously like so into pregnancy and wanting to learn all the things. And of course, vaccinations comes into that. So yeah, I really just started with that and kept going and informing and researching for myself, and also had private midwives who helped me along the journey as well. And it's sort of, it's been like 4 or 5 years now, and it's been a bit of a whirlwind, but all of these little things have added up as to why, like, I'm on the journey that I'm on today, and I feel so passionate.
Yes, that sounds amazing. I have a lot of questions around these. When you say you obviously went through this journey, and once you became pregnant, you wanted to bring in the holistic approach to your journey as a mama and for your children as well. What are some of the common misconceptions that you find pregnant women have around whether they can do pregnancy outside of hospital, pregnancy, or have children and not vaccinate them, be pregnant and not take on certain medications that I know they recommend? What are some of the challenges that you found when wanting to do pregnancy in the way you did?
Yeah, so when I speak to a lot of women, especially pregnant women, most are just under the assumption that they just have to do as they're told. Like, they just have to hand their body over to the system and, you know, not say anything about it and just trust that they know best for you and your baby. And you don't really get a say. And as far as I'm concerned, that is not coming from an empowered position. And especially if you are the pregnant woman, like, you want to have a say, you want to have some sort of control over what is done Definitely. Or is not done to your own body. Yeah, a lot of the time women just say to me, oh, well, I just did it because I was told to. And we're made to feel like we don't have a choice, but we always have a choice, especially when it comes to our bodies and our babies throughout pregnancy. And so one of the challenges that I guess I faced when I was pregnant myself was the fact that because I actually had my own two private midwives and I was planning a home birth, and I did have to book into a hospital as a backup plan, which ended up being my backup plan. But the challenge that I faced was going into this system, and it was sort of like I was an alien to them. Like, I was telling them all of the things that I wanted to do. And, you know, if I was to come into hospital, then this is what was to happen. And they were just like looking at me like I was speaking a foreign language, because unfortunately the system is so designed the way the system is. Like, there is no flexibility or room for any sort of like alternatives, and it's just sort of like their way or no way kind of thing. And so I realized, like, that sort of experience opened my eyes as to how many women must go through the system feeling like they just have to do as they're told and shut up, basically, like, where we hand our bodies over to them, when that's not how it should be or how it used to be. Like, we did not do that. Our ancestors did not do that. Our ancestors knew, you know, how to give birth and talk in villages and communities, and it was the women who came together. And this is why midwives are so important, especially when it comes to you know, things like home birthing, and why I had two private midwives, because we know that it's the women that, when they come together, who have already given birth, that get to pass on the wisdom and the knowledge and inspire and, you know, sort of breathe confidence into a first-time mother to say that, hey, you can do this. Your body is built to birth. You don't have to be afraid, because a lot of the time it's this very fear-mongering sort of space when you're going into the system. Like, birth is dangerous, but birth is not dangerous. We've been doing birth since the beginning of our existence here on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I love that. And I think that when I hear this, I think of all the women that are going through pregnancy in a way that is stressful, in a way that is traumatic, in a way that is scary. And obviously, as we know, every single thing that you feel when you're pregnant, every single emotion, every single thing that you go through, your child is going through. And now I think they've proven that.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
Every woman has two sets of eggs as well, right? Mm-hmm. So you have your children and your grandchildren in there. So it's pretty interesting to see that beyond what's happening in a physical level, you were actually passing down to our lineage.
Yes.
All this fear and all this trauma and all this. But most women go through this. As I hear you, I hear that most women go through it because they're uninformed, because they don't have the knowledge to feel empowered to do something different, right?
Yes, exactly right. We're not given the full buffet of information so that we can truly make an informed decision and decide, what do I want to do as a woman? Like, what do I choose? And not just, you know, have to follow this one way. There are so many other ways to be giving birth in this world today, and different, you know, models of care that we need to know about so that we can actually decide for ourselves to how we want to feel best supported in that very, very vulnerable experience.
Yes, definitely. I actually had a pretty interesting experience a few weeks ago, because I had to go and get blood test, and I had to go through the GP, which is something I would never do. And I went to the GP just to get the blood test, and the woman was talking to me. It was a lady in her mid-40s, and she was like, okay, what's going on? And I said, look, I'm breaking, like, my skin's going a little bit crazy. I think my hormones are a little bit all over the place. And I just want to see if there's any vitamins that I'm missing or if there's anything that I need to know. So can I get a blood test? And she literally just asked me two questions around my weight and if I had noticed that I was growing more hair or not. And then she recommended me, after these two questions, that's all the woman knew about me, she encouraged me to go on the birth control pill so that my skin could go better. And I actually remember I looked at this woman and I was like, I say this with love and curiosity, but I am pretty concerned that in today's world, 2019, I am coming to a health institution and I am being recommended to poison my body on a daily basis with an external hormone that I do not need so that I can look prettier. And you are recommending me to do so after only two questions.
Exactly.
And I was like, I'm curious, why is this? And then she just went around. It's something that I personally don't agree with because I've done my research and I used to be on the birth control pill years ago and I quit because I obviously did my research. But listening to this, it seems like it's something that happens in all areas of the health.
Yes.
Let's say industry, right? So if you have found that so many scientists and doctors are speaking about these and are proving scientifically that certain medications, certain vaccinations aren't good or have dangerous side effects for our health and for our children's health, why do you think the media isn't speaking about it? And why do you think those who speak about it are being persecuted by the media?
Because the media want us all to live in fear so that they can control what we do and the choices that we make. Because if you see, I mean, obviously you're on my social media pages, but if you, anyone listening to this podcast can jump on my social media pages, you'll see the comments that different families make, and more people are coming together and actually, you know, waking up to this and questioning it. And when that actually happens, that's when a revolution starts, because it's the people that have the power. And the media don't want the people to have the power, because then the media and the government and the system actually has to change, and they don't want to change. They like the way that it's going and they just want to keep as business as usual. And also I think that the media will have to own up to the fact that they haven't been giving, you know, the full side of the story, and they're only pushing a very, you know, one-sided agenda. And also it comes into the, you know, into the consideration of the fact that the media are funded by pharmaceutical companies. They're funded by pharmaceutical industry. So their hands are tied and they have to pretty much do what their sponsors and their funders want them to do and say.
Yes. And are there proof for this? There are proofs that pharmaceutical companies are paying media companies.
Yes, they are one of the biggest, if not the biggest, advertiser in mainstream media today.
Interesting. That's what I love about your social media channel. I learn a lot from it because I love that. I know some people listening to this podcast that may feel resistance and may feel, may feel skeptical around these. They could go and, well, there's just another two women talking about how fucked the system is, right? But what I love about your page is that you're actually showing research and studies and very rational, fact-based proof, so that people, whether you believe the system is done correctly and works perfectly, or whether you agree with the way in which you are describing it, there is proof to back up all the things that you teach and share about in your page, which is something that I find to be very powerful. Yes. So I know you work with people, supporting them to have more knowledge and have more understanding of what their choices are, so that I think you call it making informed choices, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's it.
What are some of the things that you support these people with? In what ways? What are some of the results that they get out of assisting to your workshops or doing your programs that ultimately I imagine has an impact not only in their lives, but obviously in their families?
Yeah. So first of all, the women feel a lot more empowered and confident to understand that there are so many other ways and different alternatives and different options. And we don't have to be sort of like so tunnel vision. And when women and mothers realize that, you know, if you just simply turn to something like a vaccine package insert, that's the best way that you can inform yourself when it comes to vaccinations, because a vaccine is a product at the end of the day. Just like we read the labels on our food and the labels on our skincare, you know, products that we're putting on our skin, we need to look at the product that we're actually injecting into our body. And so that's literally the first place that I tell parents and everyone, just start with that, read that and see how you feel about that and what do you think, and, you know, make up your own mind for yourself. I always say to people, I don't tell anybody what to do. I always encourage people to investigate before they vaccinate. And like you said, on my pages, I share a lot of information and a lot of resources and studies that have been put out there by scientists and doctors who are amazing. But when women actually have this information and then they, you know, go into their GP's offices and they have the type of conversation that you had with your GP, and then they realize, wow, I actually know more about this product than the GP who is injecting this product into me. So what does that have to say? And then that sort of just blows their mind open. And then, you know, then they start to talk to other people about their experience. And then, you know, parents, a lot of parents will come forward and say, you know, either them they had a really bad reaction or their children suffered severely after their last round of vaccinations. And then it's sort of like a snowball effect into actually coming back to our truth and, you know, what is really behind this. And when we actually do that and we peel back all of the layers, it just helps us tap back into our intuition, and we can parent from our heart and parent from, you know, our intuition and what our maternal instincts are guiding us and telling us. Because a lot of the time, you know, our maternal instincts will be there, and yet we have a system that comes over the top of that and tells us to not trust ourselves and not trust what our inner guidance is telling us when it comes to our children. So we block off from that and then just go with what other people are telling us, which is not an empowering place to parent from. And when I, you know, guide and coach women back to this place of empowerment, they feel so much more lit up. They feel confident. They can speak their truth. They can, you know, navigate the system a lot better because they're truly informed and they can have educated conversations. And, you know, so much changes from that, just being able to really, you know, talk about what you want to talk about in a very intellectual way, because a lot of people start to say, oh, well, what do you know? You're not a doctor. You don't have any qualifications. But when you actually have a conversation, you know, from a non-judgmental, loving place, actually people start to listen and they actually start to, you know, agree that, wow, there is a lot of, you know, questions here and answers that we need before we can truly say that vaccines are safe and effective for everyone, because we know they're not. They can never be 100% safe and effective for every single bio individual person on this planet, especially our children. So, I've just seen women just really rise up into their power and, you know, take back control of their lives and their family's life, which is so inspiring for me to see. And like I said, like, that is the revolution right there. It starts within our homes.
Yes, I love that. And I think this is something, you just touched on something that for me is huge, because beyond whether it's a mother, a father, a single woman, a single man, I feel like we live in a world where we haven't given so many choices are made for us. And because there's so many opportunities and so much information being thrown at us on a daily basis, I feel like we're just in this constant state of just going with what's the norm, going with what's available or what's most common, mm-hmm. without really being informed and without really being empowered in the choices that we make. So this comes to any sort of consumption and anything that we do, obviously, in a health, related to our health. So I think this is huge, because beyond what's happening on, obviously, with our health and the health of our children is just a state of being able to be intentional with our thoughts and question, do I want to make this choice, or am I just being told by the system what to do and how to do it? Because I feel it's definitely a time for us humans to start taking our power back, just in a way of self-sovereignty, how I see it. It's just being informed, as you said. So
yes.
It's not about turning against the system, and there's no war to be, get started, but it can be as simple as reading a label on a package, like you said, which is, I think it's huge.
Yes, exactly right. Mm. Yeah, it's really, really, yeah, just about, like you said, taking back your power. And no matter what choice you decide to make, because again, I say I never tell anybody what to do. It's about taking back your power and coming from a place of, you know, I feel confident, I feel empowered. This is a decision I'm making, and this is why, because I've done my research.
Yes, that's huge. And as leaders, and obviously you can be a leader of your industry, you can be a leader of your community, you can be a leader of your home, you can be a leader of yourself. But as leaders, I feel it's super important that we do make a point to be in a position of making empowered choices and informed choices, because there is not leadership without that component of self-empowerment coming from, as again, the word that keeps on coming, it's sovereignty. So when are your children vaccinated?
No, completely vaccine free and they didn't have vitamin K and I didn't receive any vaccines in pregnancy. So they are pure and whole to me.
Awesome. And I assume and I hope they're completely healthy and happy children.
So healthy. So healthy. They're an absolute picture of health. And this is a thing when you actually speak to families who are living this lifestyle and raising vaccine free children, we have the same story. Our children are so healthy. Our children hardly get sick. Our children don't need to see a GP. Our children are thriving. Like, it's the same story over and over again. So, you know, we are so conditioned to believe that, you know, our children can't survive without a vaccine. And we have such an aggressive and inflated vaccine schedule. And we're just, you know, programmed to believe we cannot survive if our children, you know, our children can't survive if they don't receive these injections. And yet, you know, we are living proof that, yes, our children are doing absolutely amazing. They are so healthy. They are thriving. They don't have any chronic illness. They don't have any allergies. And, you know, it's not, basically, it's not what we've been made to believe. It's not what we've been made to think, that if we don't vaccinate our children, then they're at risk of all of these diseases and they will die. Because a lot of the time they'll pretty much make you feel like if you don't vaccinate, your children are going to die. And that's just not the truth.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I personally wasn't vaccinated and I grew up in a third world country where there were meant to be a lot of illnesses that were very dangerous for us. And my parents chose not to vaccinate me. And, I remember when I moved to a first world country and I started to see that vaccinations were mandatory at school and things like that. And I was very weirded out by it because I never had an issue. I was never ill.
Fascinating you say that, because a lot of the time the argument is, well, that, you know, the children in the third world countries need these vaccines and they don't have access like we do, and how dare you speak from a place of privilege, they need this, and then you just share your story and it completely debunks that, and you grew up in a third world country and you weren't vaccinated and you are completely fine, I'm sure you are totally healthy, and then you come to a first world country and it's just like, wow, it opens your mind up to what is going on.
Yes, definitely. And I guess I know for myself, the way I was brought up was in a very holistic way as well, and just eating whole foods and organic food and just having a healthy diet and getting some sun, moving a little bit. Like, my parents weren't over the top crazy about giving me a lot of supplements and a lot of different vitamins, and I was just living fairly healthy life. And obviously I can only speak for myself and my siblings. I only have those examples to speak about, but I guess because you have been so passionate about these, I would love to know, what are some of the things that you think parents can do, or we adults without children can do, to maintain high levels of health without vaccination, without chemicals, medications, and things like that?
So the first thing, like you said, it starts with what you're eating. It starts with getting out in the fresh air. It starts with sunshine. It starts with gratitude in the home. These simple things, that doesn't have to be complicated. Like you said, we don't have to be taking all of these supplements. It can actually be something as simple as just what the food that we're putting in our mouths. And I think that's literally where we need to start, is what are we putting on our plate, and then go from there. But of course, also, you know, like, minimizing toxin exposure as much as possible. Unfortunately, our children are growing up in a toxic soup, basically, where there are toxins everywhere in the form of, you know, baby products, in the form of obviously vaccines, in the form of, the chemicals in the water that we're washing them in today. So just being super mindful of that and doing everything that you can to minimize that toxin exposure. Remembering the basics of health. The health is the best defense for anybody, whether it's a child or an adult. Health is the best defense. And yeah, that starts with definitely what food you're putting in your mouth, and how much sunshine and how you're getting and how much you're getting out into nature. It starts with nature.
I see you, Taze, being a fierce, strong woman. I know that you have to face a lot of, let's say, resistance and challenges and people trying to discredit your work. And what I love is that you are simply wanting to support other humans to have more information. You're not an anti-system person. You're not trying to turn people around or You're not trying to put your beliefs or force your beliefs onto people. You are simply empowering others to have more information and then make their own choices. And I know that you have had to fight a lot of resistance in the work that you do and because of the mission that you are bringing forth. And I see that as a beautiful leadership trait, the way in which you keep on being so connected to your why and keep on doing this regardless of the things that you have to, the challenges you have to face. And I guess for those listening that have a mission, have a message they want to share, and they fear being judged, they fear being attacked, they fear not being liked or approved by, you know, society standards or media or people in their communities, or what's the thing that keeps you going even when the world seems to come at you at times?
Yeah, the thing that keeps me going is my why. And my why is my family. My why is my children. My why is the parents that continually reach out to me sharing how their children have been severely damaged after the vaccinations. My why is the medical professionals that reach out to me asking me to keep going and never give up because unfortunately they can't say anything. My why is just, you know, wanting to come back to myself and live authentically and be me in this world and be able to speak my truth. I think so many of us are so like crippled and paralyzed by what other people are going to say and think about us. But at the end of the day, when, if I was to die tomorrow, I'm not going to take their opinions with me to my grave. I want to make sure that, you know, the time that I spent on this earth, I was doing as much as I possibly could to help humanity and, you know, help our future generations to come. So I just encourage, you know, anyone who really wants to share something that might be a bit controversial to just say it, share it and see what happens. Because a lot of the time we make up these stories in our head, like it's going to be so bad and people are going to hate me and attack me. And yes, there is some element of that and that comes into it for me and my work for sure. But the people who do that are usually strangers. They don't know who I am and they've never heard, you know, they haven't actually taken the time to look into what it is I am about. So it just comes back to, you know, being able to be myself in this world is the most liberating feeling when I don't, you know, focus on what other people are trying to say or bring me down. I focus on myself, my why. Why am I actually here? What am I trying to do? What is the legacy that I want to leave behind for my kids? And stay focused on that.
Mm. Yeah, it's huge, definitely. And it's very inspiring to see you do that. So from my end, thank you for the work that you do and how committed you are to your why. And there's two more questions I want to ask you before we finish. So
yeah, sure.
First thing, how can people find you and how can they possibly work with you or learn from you?
So I mostly hang out on Instagram, which my Instagram handle is @Tay_Way_. Otherwise, you can find me on TaysWayMovement.com.au. And I'm also on Facebook a little bit. It's not too aligned with me, so I'm not on there a lot, but I am on Facebook under Tay's Way Movement. And I think that's, the three ways that you can find me. I'm also on YouTube under Taylor Winterstein. But yeah, if you really want to get to know me, watch all my videos, find out what I'm about, you're best to go to my Instagram page, which is Tay's_Way_.
Awesome. I will leave that name in the show notes as well. And how can people work with you and learn more from you apart from hanging on your socials?
Yes. So I would love if anyone feels called to work with me, you can work with me through my Liberate Her program, which is an 8-week online program. And we have an amazing array of guest experts in the form of a chiropractor, a doctor, a midwife, a naturopath, a nutritionist. And so the intake is open right now, actually, and we kick off January 7th, 2020. Mm-hmm. And so you can jump into that through my website at TaysWayMovement.com.au. But also, I also do one-on-ones if anyone feels called to just book a one-on-one call with me. I would like to say that they can come to my workshops, but unfortunately, I mean, not unfortunately, but all my workshops are sold out. So I think I might be offering something in the form of an online workshop, but yeah, that's in high demand at the moment, which is a good sign that people are questioning this and really open to this information. So it makes me very grateful and excited.
Mm, definitely. Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And the last question is, in your opinion, what makes leadership sacred?
What makes leadership sacred to me is being able to stand in your power, stand in your truth, no matter what comes your way, no matter how much resistance you get, no matter how much people try to bring you down, being able to stand strong and not, be knocked off or brought down by the noise of the outside world, and actually just stand in your power and your truth and have this sort of, you know, single focus on your why and keep moving forward. I think that's what makes leadership sacred, because when you do that, I feel like you become untouchable.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, beautiful, for your time, for your work, for your commitment, for who you be in this world and how you support others. As I said, I'm very inspired by your work and your commitment to helping all humans that are interested in making informed choices and gaining more information and feeling more empowered to do choices their own way. So, thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for making the time to be here in the show with me.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm just, so grateful to be around you and in your work as well. I really look up to you as well. You're someone that stood out to me, when I first came across you. So thank you for just how you live and lead in this world. It's super inspiring for me also.
Thank you, beautiful. I received that. Talk soon. And keep doing your work. Keep shining, keep teaching, keep helping, keep supporting.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you loved it, please be sure to leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. I truly appreciate your support and contribution. And for those of you listening that are ready to take your life and leadership to a whole other level, I have a special invitation for you. I have a couple of spots opening up in January for one-on-one coaching. And if you are a conscious leader or entrepreneur wishing to amplify your impact and create bigger and more meaningful results than ever before, and if you are deeply committed to your growth, your mission and your service, this could be for you. Make sure to reach out to me through my website, secretasias.com, or send me a DM on Instagram so that we can chat about this and see if this powerful opportunity is for you. I love you guys, and I can't wait to serve you in the next episode.